But right now, I've been thinking about this for about 3 days. I've been really bothered by something, and I think a lot of people have. I don't think I'm alone in this. I may be. I don't know. You never know how that goes. And I really have been debating whether to do this segment because it's a rip job, and it's really negative. And recently, we have become such a divided country that it really has affected me and the show we conduct. We talk about all the time, hey, you know, we should just have a good time from 5:30 to 10. And I think sometimes we're just in the arena where we just like to rip something for the sake of ripping it. I will say on this show, we've never just tried to manufacture opinions. We've never tried to say or to add to a hot sports opinion. It's the way we really feel.
We're not Skip Bayless.
Yeah. We've never manufactured anything. But I've been so torn about this for 3 days, feeling strongly about it, but just thinking, well, the guy takes a lot of criticism anyway, and it just sounds like such an attack. And I don't want to be too divisive. I really don't. But I can't get over what Jerry Jones said on Sunday, what he continues to say. To me, it's insulting. It's embarrassing. And I can't believe he's not taking more heat for it. Dale Hansen's done a commentary. I've heard a few other commentaries. But I would say, and you tell me, I would say the reaction has been pretty light compared to the comment.
Yeah, I think so. And when I heard the comment, and we'll hear it again here in just a second, it hit me. It didn't hit me as hard as it hit you. But yes, I think you're right. The more I have thought about it this week, the more ridiculous it was.
Dale Hansen said it's the craziest thing Jerry's ever said. I agree with him. I said it was top five on Monday morning. I now say this is the most ridiculous thing that Jerry has said, the stupidest thing he's ever said since he's owned the team in 1989, and it happened just minutes after the Cowboys, after his team had just earned a really good road win at Washington. He was asked about the case of Ezekiel Elliott and where it stands and the battle ahead, and this is what he had to say.
We need him. But what is important is that he gets a fair shake. Zeke has in no way, by any standard in this country, done anything wrong. He's done nothing wrong. We, the league, have tried to say that he's done something that we disagree with. We all don't agree with that. And so I want him to get a fair shot, and he deserves that.
He's done nothing wrong by anybody's standards. So Jerry is going to define moral behavior. I'm just going to leave that comment there and let you you do with that what you want. I'll just leave that one there, and y'all have your own good time with that one. Never done anything wrong by anybody's standards. Does he mean in general? Because if he means in general, that's a joke.
Right.
I think by a lot of people's standards, it's not really good as a representative of the Dallas Cowboys to pull down a woman's blouse in a parade and then laugh about it. I don't think by anybody's standards that's okay. And if we're going to narrow it down to this case of was it domestic abuse, well, first of all, that's nothing to take lightly. And obviously the NFL is not right now. And they've been through a couple of really ugly incidents of players who have committed domestic violence. The Ray Rice case. Greg Hardy, who you thought that would be a good idea to sign him. How'd that work out, by the way? What do you have, about a half more dozens than a dead man anyway?
Mm-hmm.
And as a person, you really want, as you're trying to build character and a team of characters as your head coach says, you sign him up a couple of years ago in what was a tire fire of a season. But if it's about this incident, this alleged incident, that, by the way, the victim claims lasted 5 days, and when you bring it up, boy, we're all ready to shoot holes in her theory because she is accusing Ezekiel Elliott, this saint, the guy who's done nothing wrong, according to Jerry Jones, We can shoot holes in her testimony. It's easy. She's just some girl. She didn't play in the NFL, right? Well, she did testify that she told Zeke that she was pregnant. He told her to get an abortion. Now, again, by anybody's standards, he's done nothing wrong.
Right.
He's this upstanding citizen that we should all look up to. Unfortunately, she miscarried. She lost the other. She was pregnant with twins. She testified that one night that he wanted to have sex with her. She said no. He insisted. She said no. He insisted again. Then he yanked her out of bed, pushed her up against a wall, held her hands, and choked her. Elliot denies this. She texted her aunt pictures of the bruises on her arms, neck, and shoulders. The NFL investigation confirmed the metadata. You know, we heard the NFL had some data that the Police Department of Columbus did not. Well, it showed that the pictures were taken in the apartment on that day. Now, I'm not saying this means that he did it. I don't know. But I know this. I know Jerry doesn't know. He wasn't there.
Right.
And you're going to base your reputation, you're going to base everything that you put into this star since 1989 on Ezekiel Elliott, and that you're going to go to bat for him, and you're going to say, oh, hey, I've seen the evidence. I know. I've talked to Zeke. I know. You don't know. And you're right. I don't know. But I look at testimony, and it's pretty detailed. It goes over 5 days. What if one of those things is true? That's still domestic violence.
Yeah, what if 10% of her story is true?
That's still domestic violence,
yes,
to me. Are there holes in her story? Apparently, yeah. Looks like there are. Are there medical examiners who have looked at the bruises and disagree? Yes. Are there false accusations out there or athletes' targets? Yes, they are. But how many thousands of women out there don't have a voice? How many thousands of women out there have claimed, hey, this has happened to me, but nobody believes them, let alone the fact that it's a big-time athlete? It could just be somebody in your neighborhood that have claimed it before. Oh, he wouldn't do that. He's a good guy. He wouldn't do that. And, you know, she's kind of nutty, and she says, oh, she may be. I don't know. I wasn't there that night, but I know Jerry wasn't either. And to base all of this, and then yesterday he comes out and says that Zeke is the victim of overcorrection. We're making Ezekiel Elliott now into the victim. He uses that word, victim. When there are victims of domestic violence throughout this country, I saw one for myself when I was 12 years old. The poor woman next to us had to seek shelter in our home with her four kids because her husband had beaten her beyond recognition. I heard the screams. I saw the blood. I knew the kids. That guy didn't even do jail time. And a few weeks down the line, she went back. She came back to our house again several months later. I'm sorry. I'll never forget that. And maybe that's why my view of this is a bit stilted. But if there's any sort of indication that there was a problem like this, I would be really careful as an owner of an NFL team if I stick my neck out for this guy who I don't have to run down what he has been involved in since he got to town, or what he was involved in when he was at Ohio State. You're going to base your reputation on him. He also said yesterday, with knowledge I have of the circumstances, they aren't treating him fair. 2 years ago, this wasn't an issue. So he's now equating, because of what happened, what Ray Rice did, Zeke's now paying the price. Well, if it took that videotape of Ray Rice doing that to his spouse to get the NFL to wake up about domestic violence, is that really a bad thing that we'll suspend a guy if he's under suspicion and there's plenty of testimony? This is not a rush to judgment. This has been going on for a year that the NFL looked into this. And how many appeals, how many upon further reviews has this received? And Jerry's still going to say, well, I've seen it, and no, I'm willing to stake. What you talk about bad for business, hit your wagon to Ezekiel Elliott, because it disgusts me. And I'm telling you right now, it's time for Stephen or Charlotte or one of the grandkids to wrestle the keys away from Jerry Jones because he's lost it. He has absolutely lost it. If he is going to go to the mat for Ezekiel Elliott's off-field behavior and act like he's the victim, I'm sorry, that disgusts me. And when people ask me, hey, aren't you a Cowboy fan? Yes. I've been a Cowboy fan since I knew what football was, since I barely remember Super Bowl V, and I remember them winning Super Bowl VI. And that's when I became a fan and have been following the team ever since. I can't be a fan of that, though. I can't be a fan of what he has done since Sunday. That's ridiculous. And the only thing I can figure, because Jerry, in my dealings with him, he's always been very decent to me. I worked for the Cowboys for right around 10 years doing PA. The Jones family couldn't have been nicer to me. But I just have to say something about this. I think it's disgusting. I think he's off the rails. And the only thing I can figure is he's old man crazy. Mm-hmm. He's just crazy to say something like that. Wrestle the keys away from him. And we sure as hell know he doesn't know how to run a football team. We haven't seen a Super Bowl in 22 years, two playoff wins. The only reason you got those Super Bowls was because of what Jimmy built, and it lasted for 4 years. There's good people that work for Jerry. There's good people that work for that organization. There's people that I root for there because they're still my friend. I can't root for this. I can't handle this, and I think he has absolutely lost it.
You know, I think you're onto something with the old man crazy, because as I thought about those comments this week, is he just to the point where he sees the end, he's desperate to win a Super Bowl on his own. Hell, win a playoff game damn near on
his
own.
Yeah, how about the NFC Championship game? Can we get there?
He is so desperate that he's cashing in all his chips and that he doesn't care about morality, he doesn't care about reputation, he just wants the best game pieces on the field, and that's why he's willing to go to the mat for a guy like Zeke Elliott, who has an unbelievable track record. And I want to say something else that I brought up yesterday with David Moore that I don't think is getting enough attention. Jerry and a lot of people say, well, the Columbus Police Department didn't pursue charges. Oh, what a shock that in a one-horse town that is dominated by the college football team, that the local police department decides not to press charges on a guy that helped win a national championship for them. You know, that hasn't ever happened before. Oh, wait. Yes, it has 10,000 times.
Yeah.
In Waco, in Norman, in Tallahassee, every spot where college football is king, for a police department not to pursue charges against a current player or a coach or a hero who's just moved on to the NFL, that doesn't tell me anything. Just because the Columbus police decided not to press charges, of course they're not going to press charges against Zeke Elliott. So I hate that reason that people fall back on. There's so much smoke here with Zeke Elliott, and not just from that incident, but from everything else that he's been involved in, from the nightclub punch to the St. Patrick's Day to the trying to skirt the drug tests.
He's done nothing wrong by anybody's standards.
Yeah, but he's done nothing wrong by anybody's standards.
And as we talked about this in our morning meeting, this is a ploy. Well, this is Jerry's way of, you know, trying to turn the Cowboy fan against Goodell and against the system and all that, and you're trying to rally support by doing that. You may be right. He may be right. Maybe I'm crazy, but this will come back and bite him. If you hitch your wagons to a dude like that, who I think is of questionable character, and that doesn't mean it's over for Zeke. Hey, maybe this was a wake-up call. But is it a wake-up call when your owner tells you he's done nothing wrong? No, I think he's done something wrong. And I said back in August, I think he needs counseling on a number of things. I think he's a young man who has some problems. And that doesn't mean they're not correctable. Doesn't mean his life's over. Doesn't mean he couldn't be a quality human being. Doesn't mean he's not a good dude 90% of the time. But it looks like he's got some problems. He's caused the Cowboys a world of problems these last, 15 months of off-the-field cloud. And it still hangs over this team. Is he playing Sunday? Hell if I know. And I don't even care anymore. I'd much rather see Alfred Morris carry it, Rod Smith, Darren McFadden. let's let them carry the ball for a while, and let's let Zeke figure out what he's going to do with the rest of his life.
Hey, I got an email from a P1 that I think backs up a lot of what you're saying. This is from Dave in Tulsa. And he says, all right, we finally found out where Jerry's line is. As we've learned over the years, a player can stab another one in the neck with scissors at training camp,
yep,
get caught in a hotel room with hookers and illegal drugs, run a well-known nookie house for players to do girls and drugs, test positive for illegal substances before the draft, test positive for illegal substances with the Cowboys, throw a punch at a police officer with six arrests on your record, smack your girlfriend around and throw her on a pile of guns, smack your girlfriend around, period, assault your own mother, and murder a teammate in your second DUI offense and then test positive for drugs while waiting for trial, and Jerry will welcome you back to the team with wide open arms. But make a small gesture to peacefully protest what you believe to be unjust treatment of fellow citizens by their government during the national anthem. By God, you're not playing. Jerry right. says you will not yeah. play if you do that.
Well written, well said. Yeah, that's basically what Hanson said the other night at the end of his commentary. Hey, but don't take a knee. Don't you dare do that, or we're going to have hell to pay around here. That's all I have to say about that.